Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. This is the 165th episode of Profiles in Prosperity. So after our interview today, I've got a short message at the end. Stay tuned for that. Hello, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm David Heimer. My guest today is Christian Dunwoody, who is the Director of Business Growth for Scorpion, one of the most recognized names in digital marketing for the home services industry and a valued ServiceNation Rewards partner. Christian works with contractors across the country to help them grow their businesses, attract high-quality leads, and build lasting brands in a competitive marketplace. So, Christian, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Thank you so much, David. It's a pleasure to be here and appreciate you having us on.
So for those who may not know you, can you share a bit about what you do at Scorpion, your background, and how you ended up at Scorpion?
Yeah, certainly. So I've worked at Scorpion, had the pleasure of working at Scorpion for the last 8.5 years, and I service customers by operating as a hybrid role between the sales front and the sales motion here at Scorpion to bring on new customers, as well as navigating the relationships on the other side with the customer service team and ensuring that not only are people brought on to Scorpion the right way, but also that we give them the customer experience that they bought into and that things come to fruition the way that we had discussed on the front end of the relationship. I've been at Scorpion, like I said, for the last 8.5 years now, but prior to that, I was actually serving the same industries in home services on the recruiting side, which gives me a unique take on the industry because those are two big challenges for home service business owners is finding good people and then keeping them busy with the right customers. So for about 4 years, I serviced the industry on the recruiting side, finding, placing, and sourcing plumbers, HVAC technicians, electricians, the whole nine. And then through that network and through my time in that industry, met some amazing people. And those people introduced me to the people over here at Scorpion. And 8.5 years later, we've done some amazing things together.
Man, that's fantastic. You've been working in the two most important things for contractors, finding good people and keeping the phones ringing. If you talk to any contractor, those two problems are going to rise to the top, right?
It's so true. I think that people naturally have a hard time finding not just people that are they're willing to do the work, but also have the sales acumen. They are somebody that you can trust to send into a home. And then once you've got that person, they're so hard to find that it's incredibly important that we keep them busy and motivated and create opportunities for them to maximize their career potential so that they don't leave and go anywhere else. There's a lot of back tug and pull there. And yeah, you're exactly right. It comes up quite often. So it gives me an interesting take on how to service customers from a consultant standpoint.
Yeah, what valuable experience. So tell us a little bit about Scorpion. What does the company do and who do you serve and how do you do that? I know you serve contractors, but tell me how you guys do that.
Yeah, so Scorpion is a fully comprehensive digital marketing partner. And we use those words intentionally because we don't identify ourselves as a vendor. A lot of times there are, you know, AI products and various different services that businesses will sign on to, but we come to realize that marketing really requires more of a partnership and a level of communication where we understand the business, the intimate challenges that that business has. And we want to bring advice and experience and data to the table on how to solve various different problems inside the business through marketing. And so some of that comes through really strong data integration. Some of that comes through our 25 years of experience serving in the industries. But that's what Scorpion is. We are first and foremost a digital marketing partner to the home services space. And then we also, as a digital marketing partner, happen to have some amazing technology. And so we specialize ourselves in being a digital marketing partner that also offers great marketing technology. And we've come to realize that in the ever so changing landscape of digital marketing with artificial intelligence and the way that data is being used today, having really strong technology is extremely important in giving yourself a competitive advantage on the internet.
Is that technology what differentiates Scorpion?
It's one of the two things that separates Scorpion. Scorpion is also a large company. We're not publicly traded. We're still privately owned. So the customers that we have are the investors in the business, but we are a fairly large organization. So we've got enough people to be able to service our customers in a very intimate way where they don't feel like they're working with a large organization. They feel like they're working with someone that's in the office right next door. But on top of that, not only do we have great people that can service them well, yes, you're exactly right. The technology technology specifically allows us to differentiate ourselves because it's technology that's been built and designed specifically for the home services space. And it's not technology that other people are using or have already created for things that may service other industries. It's all built and very niche to the industries that we service.
So the home services market is pretty competitive. What do you see as the marketing challenges for contractors?
So there's a few challenges that we're seeing at the forefront of marketing today. One of them, and there's no question about it, customer acquisition costs, cost per leads are going up. And that's a common conversation. Hey, customer acquisition costs are going up. How do I navigate that? And what's the right answer? We're also realizing that it's really important to create some visibility into your data around if I'm spending money in marketing and I know the cost is going up, how do I know that the money I'm spending is actually going towards new customers that I've never done business with before? That part is really important when we're trying to answer that first question. What's the method to fixing, quote unquote, fixing the customer acquisition cost challenges? And then you've also got the play of artificial intelligence coming in with SEO being a huge fundamental of marketing in the past and it becoming increasingly challenging to get organic ranking. AI is now coming into the play. We see things like AI overview. When you go to Google and you start searching for things, you'll see that Google's got their own answers now that are populating separately from advertising, and it's changing the results. So we've got customer acquisition costs that are going up. AI is coming into play, and it's changing the results that are being shown on Google. And not just that, we're also seeing a dramatic shift in people's behavior. The way that they're going to the internet and searching is now different. It's much more conversational based. And tools like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini are a huge reason why that shift is happening because they're going and they're asking things differently. And the way that we represent ourselves on the internet has got to be taking that into consideration. So there's a lot of changes happening right now that are creating some challenges for business owners. And there's a lot of things that we're doing here at Scorpion to help with that. On the forefront, what people are seeing and saying the most.
Yeah, that does seem very challenging. Can you talk me through kind of an example? Let's do heating and air conditioning. So how is that affecting, let's say, a homeowner that is thinking, you know, I need to replace my heating and air conditioning. I think I need to replace it. So what are they doing differently? And what does that mean for a contractor? What do they have to do?
So let's use that example. Let's say that somebody is in a place where they've got questions about their HVAC system, and they're not sure what exactly the problem is. To your point, they may have to replace it, but they're not sure. I think everyone, no matter the economy, is always hopeful that they don't have to replace it, that they can just repair it without having to replace it.
True.
Right? But they're unsure. And so the uncertainty is where these tools come into play. So if they're unsure, what we're seeing is people are then taking the symptom that they're experiencing in the home, and they're going and searching that symptom on these systems in the form of a question. Why is my AC not going below 72? Why is my water heater only giving me one bathtub of hot water before I run out? They're asking these questions based on the symptoms that they're experiencing in the home. Whereas in the past, it was something as simple as plumber or AC repair.
Yeah.
So the shift in behavior is what we're seeing. And the shift in behavior is now causing us as marketers to have to think differently when it comes to the content that we put out on the website, the content that we put out on your social media platforms, and the way that we're combating those changes that are coming. And they're great changes, but it does require somebody that's thinking forward.
Yeah, you can't do the same thing and expect that you're going to continue to grow. It's just a completely different world now. What do you do in those situations? How does a contractor deal with that problem? Or how do you guys deal with that problem?
A large part of this comes down to having really clean data. So one of the things that we're realizing is that when you're working with entities like Google, they want to have a good understanding as to what ecosystem they are creating. And in order for them to know what that looks like, you as the marketer or the business owner need to be able to provide feedback back to those advertisers. And this starts with having really healthy, clean integrations and really healthy, clean data. Meaning that if you've got a business that's on Housecall Pro or on ServiceTitan, it's really important that their systems and their processes are dialed so that whenever that customer enters into the organization, everything that is tracked around what happens inside the company is accurate. And then you also need a marketing partner that is able to have some technology that allows you to see what happened before they contacted your company. And the most important key here is that you need an integration that connects those two together. You need to be able to see not just what happened before they contact the business, but what happened after. And then with an integration, have the ability to give that data back to Google, back to Meta. That's the key here, is getting that data back to Google specifically. We're seeing that makes a dramatic impact in not just the kind of customers that we're getting, but also the quality of the customers that we're getting and the cost that it takes to get them into the organization. That's step one. The second piece here, and we're seeing this become far more important than ever, is the value of having really strong brand. You've got to have a really strong brand today to stand out. As AI comes into play and becomes more and more prevalent, they're going to be going towards businesses that are the most well-known. And that's where brand equity comes into play. Google's gotten a really, really good at being able to gauge what that looks like. And we're seeing how much of an impact it makes on customer acquisition cost. So those are the things that we're encouraging people to focus on the most right now. Clean data and clean integrations. We see lots of webhooks and lots of things piecemealed together. Clean data, clean integrations. And then on top of that, really, really strong, intense focus on brand equity and creating a great local name. Those two things are creating the recipe of success right now.
Oh, that's really great. That's very interesting. You mentioned integrations. You guys just recently announced a ServiceTitan integration, didn't you?
That's exactly right. We sure did. So one of the things that we're realizing as we were talking with ServiceTitan and a lot of the customers that we work with is that no matter what reporting was done, no matter what we tried to do, it was always difficult to tie dollar for dollar exactly what dollars were being spent to exactly what dollars were being made. And more importantly, it also made it difficult to give that information back to Google. So what we've done is we created a special integration that takes our marketing systems, our marketing platform, and it directly integrates and latches into our client ServiceTitan. And it does it in a way that allows us not only to push and pull data in real time, but it also does it in a way where it allows us to use that data to make immediate impacts in our clients' advertising. And what that means in turn is that whenever our clients are too busy, whenever they've got more customers than they can handle, our system knows that and it pulls back in advertising so that our customers aren't spending money when they shouldn't be. That's important today because, wow, you know, customer, yeah, exactly. It's expensive to acquire customers and we need to be intentional.
That's impressive. So do you guys integrate with anybody else other than ServiceTitan like this?
There are some special functionalities that you get as a ServiceTitan Scorpion mutual customer that are exclusive to that relationship. However, we do absolutely provide deep levels of integrations with other CRMs out there, and we've been really fortunate to create some amazing partnerships. So it's not exclusive to ServiceTitan all the way, but for those that are on ServiceTitan, there are some special things that you would have to look forward to. So absolutely.
Wow, that's very cool. Great partner. So we talked a little bit about measuring the return on investment. So talk about how you guys approach that, measuring the marketing return on investment.
Yeah, that's a great question because this has been a huge topic for a long time. Return on investment, ROAS, how do I know what I'm getting for the money that I'm spending? And how do I separate that across all the different channels? And that is also why our integration with ServiceTitan has been very helpful, because it gives us better clarity into what that looks like. But for Scorpion, first and foremost, what we want to do is separate the results that we're driving in as it relates to new customers coming into the business versus the results that we're driving in to make sure that existing customers continue to come back into the business. Those efforts are separate and they should be reported on and tracked separate. That requires an integration and clean data to know who's done business with you in the past. Scorpion then takes that integration and that data and goes, okay, based on all the people that we know have done business with them in the past, we can now separate it and show our clients, hey, these are the customers that have done business with you before versus those that have not. Now, within those that have not, let's now break down exactly which channel drove that customer in. And more specifically, what are the other channels that that customer may have interacted with? And what we're doing is we're tying all of the different areas of marketing together, looking at spend and allowing, and now giving the visibility to see, okay, this is truly where this dollar that was spent went. And not only this is where it went, but this is what it produced in terms of customer acquisition cost. And then also from that customer acquisition cost, the revenue that that customer brought back into the organization. And that's the clarity that our clients have been looking for a long time. We're very proud to say we've finally been able to offer that in live, real-time reporting.
And tremendous value. That's amazing. Well done. So can you share a success story of a contractor who worked with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very fortunate to have lots of ServiceNation Alliance members that have been proud Scorpion clients for a long time and have shared their stories online. We've got several that are actually on our website. And one of the most notable, one of my favorite stories is Hembry Heating and Air Conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
And are you familiar with Josh Hembry?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Out of Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, what's interesting is that market is, it's not a Dallas-Fort Worth market, but it's certainly not a market to be slept on. It's a competitive market. There's plenty of money spent in that market. And it comes down to a couple of things. One, they've done such an amazing job at creating a good local name for themselves. Oftentimes, businesses like that make the marketers look good. That's the truth. But on top of that, we've been able to create some really amazing systems. And Josh has been a really amazing client that has leaned in and done all of the things that he needed to do to work with us. And we've done all the things that we needed to work with them. And what's been really amazing is that just over the past 2 years of working together, they have literally 3x'd their business in terms of trucks on the road and overall revenue. So it's been incredible results. They've now added a second location in a different part of Alabama. And we're very fortunate to be able to share that story all over the internet and at conferences. And I'm sure he'll be at Service World with us coming up here soon. But Josh is a great example of some of the amazing work that we're doing here at Scorpion and some of the amazing clients that we are blessed to work with here at Scorpion.
Yeah, Josh, a very smart guy, and it is a wildly successful company. So good for you guys. You mentioned Service World Expo. You guys always have an impressively large presence at Service World Expo. Why do you guys go to Service World Expo, and why should contractors go to it?
Yeah, great question. We have always had an amazing presence at Service World. I've been very fortunate to be a part of those shows for years. The events are a great time. So I'll tell you this. We love Service World and we love ServiceNation Alliance for a few reasons. One, the diversity. Scorpion is the type of business that wants to service all types of customers, smaller businesses that have aspirations to grow, medium-sized businesses that are already growing, but having some struggles getting over certain humps, and then businesses that are really established and flourishing, but having challenges, be it with data or brand or what have you. We've got options for all of them. And ServiceNation Alliance offers an amazing diverse crowd of contractors that are looking to learn, seeking, and have a thirst for knowledge, but also love to have a great time and love to be, they're the type of people that you want to work with. And so we're thankful for that culture that ServiceNation Alliance brings. There's also content that is really powerful at Service World. There's content that the contractors should be soaking in as someone that services contractors and consults. It's content that I want to soak in. So we've been fortunate to continue to invest in our presence at Service World because it's been fruitful not only for Scorpion and for the employees of Scorpion like myself, but for our clients and for ServiceNation and for everyone eats in this situation. And we've been very thankful for that and highly encourage anybody that's considering going to Service World to make the investment both in time and money because it's well worth it.
Yeah. And this is the 10th year anniversary too, so it'll be extra special.
Oh, wow. That's going to be so exciting. I can't wait.
You mentioned the diversity of contractors. You like working with small contractors. You like working with large contractors. So if a contractor is fairly small, they needed to improve their marketing, they got a limited budget, what is the first thing you would recommend that they do?
That is a very common question today. And I love that question because here's always my answer. First and foremost, there is a lot of free marketing that business owners don't take into consideration and don't prioritize. And I heavily encourage everybody, especially new businesses, but small businesses too, to take these into consideration. So one is the obvious, is reviews. Everybody knows that reviews are important today, but it is quite astonishing how much of an impact it makes when you get over 100 reviews. So I encourage everybody, go to the internet, reach out to your community, to your customer database, and get as many reviews online as possible. Outside of that, one of the things that I have found to be incredibly powerful for small businesses that are trying to ramp up is to take advantage of what I refer to as the quote unquote mom group, the Facebook group, the neighborhood groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
The mom groups have so much power. And the reality is that they're a tight-knit community. They don't know where to go. And so when they're not going to Google, they go to those Facebook groups. Hey, I have a plumbing problem. I can't tell you how often I see these. Oh, my husband owns this company. Call so-and-so. Oh, I use this company. Call so-and-so. There's a ton of opportunity there. And you don't have to pay for that engagement. You just need to know somebody. And there is so much power in network and outreach. And there's a lot of low-hanging fruit there that I think is not taken into consideration. Now,
that's a great observation because I have limited my exposure to Nextdoor recently. but the thing I noticed in the past was I would say that half the posts were asking for recommendations.
Yep.
Amazing. Yeah, it's a huge opportunity.
The mom groups, huge opportunity. Reviews, huge opportunity. And then outside of that, there are the next basic things. You've got to have a decent website today. You've got to have a Facebook profile. There are things that you have to, the boxes that you have to check in order to be present. Do those things and take them as far as you can without having to invest in a big marketer. But once you get to that point, what I would tell the listeners here and anybody that I work with is that when you get to that point, do it right. Don't overextend yourself financially. If you take advantage of all of those things, you should find yourself in a much better place financially to then take a larger step. But what you don't want to do is dip your pinky toe, so to speak, in marketing, because you get what you pay for, and cheap marketing is so much more expensive than just paying a little bit more money and getting better results out the gate.
Yeah, great observation. That's absolutely true. This has been fantastic. So much great information here, Christian. I love what you guys do. Scorpion has such a great reputation in our industry, and they've done so much for contractors. So thank you for being on here. If somebody wanted to connect with you or learn more about Scorpion, what is the best way for them to do that?
I encourage everybody to go look me up on social media. I'm all over the internet. You can reach out to Scorpion directly and ask for me. You can call me or email me directly. I make myself pretty widely available, but I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone has about marketing as a whole, partnerships or what have you, but social media is always an easy way to get a hold of me.
Okay, sounds great. Well, thank you for doing this with me. It's been really interesting, and I think our listeners have probably learned a lot from this. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, this is David again. As we close out this episode, I want to pause and say thank you. Gratitude has always been important to me, and reaching this milestone, the 165th episode, gives me the perfect opportunity to share it. Creating this podcast every 2 weeks has been a tremendous joy. I've learned a lot. I've had the chance to talk and meet with people that I might never have otherwise. And that has been a real gift. For that, I'm truly thankful. So I wanted to say thank you to you, the listeners. Your support, your encouragement, your kind words have meant the world to me. Thank you for letting me be part of your lives in this way. Secondly, thank you to Service Nation for allowing me to continue this even after I retire. It has been wonderful to share the stories of how Service Nation contributed to the success of so many contractors. Third, thank you to Matt Michelle. Years ago, before we created this podcast, he kept saying, we should create a podcast. And I'd say, about what? And he'd just shrug and say, he didn't know, only that we needed one. That pattern repeated itself for months until I finally developed the format. Well, here we are, 165 episodes later. Thank you, Matt, for planting that seed. Fourth, to Ruben Devine, who has been the editor and technical advisor since the very first episode. Ruben, you are simply the best. This podcast would not have been what it is without you. Thank you for everything you've done. And finally, to the many guests who gave their time and shared their stories so generously, you may never fully realize how much impact you've had, but so many people have learned from you, and your contributions have been extraordinary. Thank you very much. Now, I'm always delighted to hear from any of you. If you have any comments, if you know someone who should be on this podcast, if you'd like to be on this podcast, or if you'd just like to stay connected, send an email to me at pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support, and thank you for being part of this journey.